Hi, this is Finn Lewis and
Grayson Clapperton.
Today we're going to be doing a podcast on the Big Bang. We have four topics to talk about, and the first one is nucleosynthesis. Synthesis is the process that creates new atomic nuclei from pre-existing nucleons, protons and neutrons. The first ones were formed after the Big Bang. 20 minutes later, this process ended. The fastest and simplest reactions produce an abundance of hydrogen and helium. The rest are traces of lithium, hydrogen, isotope, deuterium. Because nucleosynthesis produced so much hydrogen and helium, this caused a ratio of about 74% hydrogen and 25% helium, and about 1% of all other heavier elements. Stars fuse light elements to heavier ones in their cores, giving off energy in the process. The second topic I'm going to be talking about today is redshift. Redshift is when electromagnetic radiation, such as light, from an object undergoes an increase in wavelength and a decrease in energy. The term redshift doesn't necessarily mean that the wave becomes red. The same can be said about blue shift, where the wave has a decrease in wavelength and an increase in energy. Redshift can be used to explain where the Big Bang happened. Space itself is expanding and causing objects to get farther apart from each other, thus using up more energy and increasing their wavelength.
Hi, this is Grayson Clapperton again, and the third topic is the formation of hydrogen and helium during nuclear fusion and the ratio of hydrogen, helium, and other heavy elements in the universe. So let's start off what nuclear fusion is. Nuclear fusion is the reaction in which two or more atomic nuclei are combined to form one or more different atomic nuclei and subatomic particles. Lighter elements such as helium and hydrogen are the easiest to fuse together, which is why they were the first two elements in our entire universe. So it all happened when in a star it was getting extremely hot and super dense to where hydrogen was actually turning into plasma instead of it being its regular gas state of matter, and which caused it to have it turned neutrons into protons and added more electrons into the actual atom, which eventually turned it into helium. And so when that happened, helium and hydrogen were the only two elements. But while that was happening, they still fused together through nuclear fusion, which also created other elements such as lithium and beryllium, which is the origin of the heavier elements.